Radio 4, HI, on Lake Kiwi in Seneca. Copy. All right, Bill, is that you? This is W4HI, but the name is Bruce, Bravo, Romeo, Uniform, Charlie, Echo. We're on our handheld here at one of the parks on Lake Kiwi.
Hey, sorry about that. Name here is David. And I am mobile, headed to a tennis game. So how is everything there? It's horrible.
I'm here at Kiwi, and I'm at one of the county parks there, and just sitting here reading. We just recently moved back to the area, and we're starting to enjoy just the day-to-day natural beauty and man-made beauty around the upstate here. We lived here a long time ago, for quite a few years, so we're...
Roger, sorry about that, on Kiwi, yeah, that's a beautiful lake, and I've only been on it one time, but it was really nice. We, the guy that took us out on this boat found a little sandy beach, and I think it was 4th of July, actually, and we had a great time. But anyway, you know, you're sounding good getting in to the repeater with that handheld. There's a little white noise there with you, but that's to be expected. But you're solid into the repeater, and welcome back to the area.
Thanks, David. It's on my to-do list is to program in all the frequencies I've identified in the last couple of months that I have in my mobile radio on the handheld.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place to come in the morning. I do a nice long walk inside the park and I get back home. And we're renting an apartment right now as we get ready to build a house sooner or later. All depends on the woodpeckers. And that's the inability of reasonable price for wood, right?
Know if it's ever going to come down, so you might as well go ahead and bite the bullet if you're going to build. I tell you, lumber is just really shot up. It's just unreal. There's so much building going on in the Greenville area. It's just incredible.
It will come down. It's not a scarce resource. Just supply and demand and the supply chain. You know, that's really where it's at. Whether it'll come down to what it was pre-pandemic, well, you know, that's another story for another time with the crystal ball. But you're right. We're meeting with builders this week. We've already identified a property that we want to build on just on the south end of Seneca. And we lived on Lake Hartwell for a number of years. And we don't want a lake house again. We just want a house that's close to the city and that still has a country feel to it. Over.
I'd like to kind of move out in the country and have several acres. We live in a subdivision over in Taylor's, and not by choice, really, but it worked out great because the house was paid for, and it was my parents, and anyway, so that worked out good. It's not very old. They just moved into it, in early 2000s. I can't remember exactly what year, and so anyway, so we're enjoying that. It's great not to have a house payment for once.
Traveled a lot. I worked for the government in law enforcement, and they moved us around quite a bit. And so we had 9 houses during my working career, 5 different states, and some of them we paid off, some of them we, when we sold them, we made money, you know, so we did pretty good on all that. And we just sold, we had a house in southeast Florida, which is really originally where we were kind of from. But we decided to change the 1.3 million person county of Palm Beach County for Coney County with 80,000 people. And our city was a little bit over 200,000 in Boca Raton to Seneca with its 4,500. And it's working out real good. Over.
KB4 CPA. I'm in a kind of a bad spot. I don't know if I'm hitting a repeater real good, but anyway, my father-in-law was in law enforcement. He worked for the city of Greenville for 33 years. He was a captain, captain of detectives for many, many years, and he retired in 90, and he passed away about 8 years ago. I really miss him. I tell you, he was a great guy. And I know several people in law enforcement, and I used to work for the county. I used to work on their cars for them, and yeah, I know a couple of guys in the highway patrol as well.
Actually, we may have met in the early 80s. I was working for a drug agency and started setting up drug task forces throughout the southeast, and one of the first places I came up to do was Greenville County, and that was probably in 1980, and of course I worked with the investigative group to come up with a plan, and we incorporated the city and FBI, and you know, it's a good deal. It was a good deal, and I did that thousands of places over a 20-year period. Over.
Wow. Well, I was with the county for 5 years, 90 through 95, almost to the day, 5 years to the day. And, but anyway, but, my real calling was, in the ministry. I was a music, director, worship leader, whatever you want to call it, for 40 years. And I worked on cars, too, when I, had time. And, sometimes my job with the church was part-time, and I needed, extra income. So, but anyway, I'm retired now, and, God's really blessed us, and, but anyway, I'm pulling into the sports club here in Congaree, and I'm going to see if I can hit that little yellow ball where I want it to go.
Nice meeting you, David, and I hope to speak with you more. In fact, what I'm doing here is this is my quiet time. I'm reading the Bible, John 15, and I heard you come in, and I said, well, God will make a dial for that. I'm still trying to get to know the local people here, and it's very exciting that the amateur radio is so so popular here in the Upstate. So it always was. 7-3, David. Again, W4HI. We'll be clear.
Great day. Enjoy this beautiful day, and good to meet up with you on 2 meters FM. I hope to put some eyeballs on you one of these days. 73 is W4HI, I believe it is, KB4CPA, clear.
David, yeah, we're not going nowhere now. We're done moving. 73 W4HI.